Minnesota Agriculture Commissioner Dave Fredrickson confirms Minnesota's dicamba application deadline will not be extended. That means before sunset today, Minnesota farmers will need to have dicamba sprayed if they plan to use the product this year. Fredrickson doesn't want a repeat of last year.
We have other herbicides that are available that can be used if they become a problem after the 20th, and we're trying to take a relatively conservative approach to this with the 20th because I don't want to see this tool go away. And if we continue to push that envelope or that window out further and further and further, we continue to ask for more and more problems. And I don't want to see that happen. I want to see dicamba have a good year in Minnesota, and I think we're helping that.
Minnesota's dicamba task force asked for a 7-day extension for Minnesota farmers to apply dicamba. Rain in parts of the state delayed planting and therefore spraying. Chairman Bob Worth.
It's not what farmers want to hear, but it's the Minnesota Department of Ag's recommendation, and that's where we're going to honor it and stand by it, because we always wanted to use science, and that's what the science is proving. The 85 degrees really is a factor, and when the R1 comes around, and this happens that the R1 actually is coming before the 20th. It's actually here on the 19th. But not every year is like this. You know that, Kara.
Fredrickson says so far there is one drift complaint filed in Minnesota. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.